Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. When the Little Union Church in Cheswold, Delaware burned down at the end of last month, a piece of history disappeared. The church was a historically Lenape church. In this week's Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt sits down with Chief of the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware, Dennis Coker, and Richard Durham of an associated church to talk about Little Union and its roots in the Lenape community.
What was known as the Little Union Church on West Denny's Road was not owned by the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware, but it had deep ties to the Lenape or Delaware Moore community in Cheswold. I'm here to talk about it with Principal Chief of the Tribe, Dennis Coker, and Richard Durham, who's a member of the Board of Trustees of the Emmanuel Union United Methodist Church in Cheswold. Chief Dennis Coker, I was wondering if you could give me a sense for what your first reaction was when you heard about the fire.
Certainly, Sophia. It was a devastating event. The church building itself, even though it was not owned by our tribe or the Emmanuel Union Church currently, was the anchor for the cultural mapping project that we were initiating for the Fort Branch area. So losing that anchor, it seems that we're a little bit adrift right now, and we really haven't come to grips with the repercussions of that fire, so we're kind of working through those details right now.
And Mr. Durham, you have family that's actually buried in the cemetery that's right next to the Little Union Church, correct?
That is correct. I have family that, of course, is buried at the Fort Branch Cemetery across the street, which the Little Union Church owned at the time, and the cemetery that is all the way around on all three sides of the church. I believe it's my great-great-great third grade or fourth grade, I can't remember right now, grandfather that's buried behind the church, Benjamin Durham, and he would have been one of the owners of the Benjamin Durham house up on the hill that we had that got destroyed.
According to one, and there are, I actually found two somewhat conflicting historical records here, but according to one historic catalog that's in the Delaware Public Archives, the Little Union Church was organized first in 1850, but it said that the most recent structure was built in 1883. I'll start with you, Mr. Durham. What can you tell me about the history of the church?
Well, seeing as how I'm still quite young, the history that I have been has been handed down to us basically would be the same history that the Little Union Church started off as a little slab shanty. The pastor of Little Union Church was also the pastor of the former Manship Church in Cheswold. The congregation kept meeting at Little Union. I have same family members that was going to Little Union, going to Manship in Cheswold. Just different brothers might have gone, you know, different places. But still family members that were still located together. And it wasn't until about 1947 that Little Union felt that they couldn't keep their doors open. They did not have enough members still coming that they could keep their doors open. And that's when the decision was made to join with Manship in Cheswold, and Manship and Little Union merged together by 1948, and they changed the name of the church to Emmanuel Union. We picked up the Emmanuel for God with us, and the Union came from the Little Union. So we became one church by 1948.
So, Chief Coker, can you tell me a little bit about the church's connection to the Lenape community in Cheswold?
Certainly. The Fort Branch area was somewhat of a subset of the Cheswold community. And it's not really clear to me where the line was drawn that would have indicated which part of the community that you participated in. So, at Fort Branch, there was a school, there was a church, there's a cemetery. And in Cheswold proper, in town, there was a school, there's a church, and there's a cemetery. So the roots are very deep in Fort Branch for our community, and I would venture to say that maybe the oldest internment there may be older than the ones at Emmanuel Union. I'm not absolutely sure. We've always celebrated the existence of Fork Branch just simply because many of our citizens were schooled at the Fork Branch School.
That school building also no longer stands there.
No.
So, you know, Little Union Church is not the first historic landmark that has been lost at the Fork Branch area. So
no, absolutely. We had our school really in Cheswold, which was a two-room schoolhouse that was demolished in the mid-60s, 1960s. And at that same time, we lost the Fort Branch School building, which was a one-room schoolhouse. It actually suffered a fire as well. And so the only two structures that we had remaining, which were community structures, were the two churches. And now the loss of the Fort Branch Church building leaves one remaining structure that can, you know, definitively be tied to the Cheswold Lenape community. So it is diminishing, and it's very sad.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to a community like yours to lose a historic landmark like this one?
Well, it's certainly every community, I think, is rooted in its cohesiveness. And so when we start to lose these structures, that cohesiveness seems to degrade a little bit. I remember my relationship with the Fort Branch School. We used to meet with our Cub Scout Pack 283 in the Fort Branch School. So that would have been more probably around the early part of the 60s. A year or two maybe before they actually closed the school building. So these properties that we look at and we try to honor because they were the home and the activity centers of the ancestors of our community are very important to us. And when we lose them, it's like, you know, having a part of your heart kind of ripped out because, you know, we're an underserved community. We're really not able to fundraise to a great extent to make these repairs and to reacquire these properties. So we're constantly looking for assistance through some funding mechanism, whether it be grants or endowments or someone that sympathizes with our plight and our cause, and that could be challenging at times.
So, Chief Coker, you and I spoke once in the past kind of about your hopes for the Fork
mm-hmm.
Branch area.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the remediation of
mm-hmm.
The school property,
mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned sort of a hope of having like a community center one
yeah.
day on that land. I'm wondering if and I'll also mention that area. Another reason it's important is the only land that the tribe owns, that roughly half
yes.
acre, is right next to the church property.
Yeah, absolutely. We had approached the administrative services of the state back in the latter part of the 1990s, maybe the early part of 2000s, when we learned that the small arms training facility was going to be abandoned when they had started planning for a new facility. We thought that we would get that property returned to our community. And so we stayed in touch with our legislators and finally made some headway with them to commit to returning the property. But the obstacle was that it had a lead contamination from having been used as a firearms training facility for nearly 40 years. So we're in the middle of the environmental assessments. Hopefully within another year, that property will be given a clean bill of health. And when it does. It's our goal to have it returned to the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware. And our plans were to try to reacquire the church and then move it across the road to the school property because the church in its current location was threatened. The very face of the church was on the Del Dot right-of-way. We thought that we would make an attempt to move the structure across the street if we could reacquire it and then have it become the basis for a community center, you know, somewhat of a museum and a meeting place, and then maybe build a small addition to it for an administrative office area so that we could begin to own our community center as opposed to renting it. So that area, you know, since we own a piece of property there, the tribe does, the church and its cemeteries are there, the school property is there. It begins to take shape as a land base that we would own and control in our community, which is very important for us when we talk about sovereignty and independent existence. We can start to take the steps to display what that really means to us as a Native American community.
Dickie Durham and Principal Chief of the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware, Dennis Coker, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
The fire at Little Union is still under investigation by the state fire marshal and federal agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The state fire marshal says that the current owner of the building is Fellowship Pentecostal Church. They could not be reached for comment.
Thanks to Chief of the Lenape Indian Tribe of Delaware, Dennis Coker, Richard Durham of the Emmanuel Union United Methodist Church, and R. Sophia Schmidt for enlightening us this week. And that's all we have time for on The Green this week. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter, at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who have helped make today's show possible, contributor Larry Nagyest, and Delaware Public Media's Nick Shalino, Sophia Schmidt, and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.